a Rayo Original Podcast.
One of his ex-girlfriends told me that he used to sleep on the sofa.
There's a reason for that, it's because she was in my bed. I did a calendar that outsold Justin Bieber in the UK. Number one selling calendar in the UK, don't worry about it.
I think it was extra good because you couldn't see your face in it. God, yeah. I'm just firing shots today. We've only been here 5 minutes.
I watched my first ever Love Island episode.
No way.
And let me tell you, I have not been missing out. Yeah, you, let's get ready for a night out, let's charge it.
Did that we was have a where... camera on him doing whatever that was?
Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast, the podcast.
Welcome to the Sunday Roast podcast with Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood, where we roast the news, roast each other, and it's all the bits from the radio, plus some spicy bits.
There's a trend on social media. Social media is like Instagram, TikTok, like people create communities. They post content. We're a decade, obviously, out from... Just did the maths there. Hold on. Yeah, we're a decade out from 2016.
Yeah.
So people are like being nostalgic of like, this is going to be a very 2016, 2026. So where were you and what was your life like at 2016?
2016, I was on TOWIE.
Yes, you were.
So I imagine what I was doing at the time.
You had a girlfriend?
Oh, I've got no idea. I kind of erased most of them from my memory.
I'm sure they felt mutual.
No, not based on the DMs.
You're such a girl.
I am. I'm joking as well, by the way. Yeah, I imagine I was having a row with, I don't know, someone on TOWIE.
Bobby Norris.
But yeah, I imagine I was having a row. I would have been 27. I was firmly out. I was out, I think, every night type out. I would have had really long hair. Oh my good God.
Oh my God, I love a half up, half down.
Wow, yeah, we've just seen a photo. Jesus Christ, that is some look, that, isn't it?
Your hair was longer than that as well at one point.
Yeah,
that's actually not even that long.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Our producer just popped a picture of Pete topless, smoking with a half up, half down hairstyle onto the screen.
Yeah, it's not my favourite look, I'm going to be honest with you. I look like an extra from Lord of the Rings. What was your 2016?
2016,
when did you go on Love Island?
2017. I was fully working for Monster, around racetracks in bikini, doing a lot of partying. I had a boyfriend.
Wow.
Nice guy.
Well, I'm going to go back in my calendar.
See, I don't know what, if I've got anything.
Oh, do you know what? I don't have much in 2016 because my phone after Love Island cleared itself.
What, it had enough?
It died where it went off for so long and it wasn't backed up.
Look at this picture of me in 2016.
I've got no photos of my ex-boyfriend, not a single one.
All the pictures of me in 2016.
Did you used to go to the gym, Pete?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I was in quite good shape then, wasn't I?
God.
Yeah, in 2016, I was mostly naked by the looks of it.
So was I, though. That's what maybe me and you have that in common.
I'll tell you how long my hair was, right? This is 2016.
Is that you?
Yeah.
That's like a girl.
That's awful. Yeah, 2016, I think, was just not a good year for me, I don't
2016
think.
Was a good year for me. Most of my photos look like this.
So it's just roses. God.
My body was tea as well in 2016. I look so young.
Apparently doing a lot of modelling in 2016. A
lot of top off.
They're all naked. Every picture of me in 2016 is naked.
Same.
Oh, I'll tell you what I did do in 2016. I did a calendar that outsold Justin Bieber in the UK. Number one selling calendar in the UK, don't worry about it. Anyway, sorry, me and Liv have lost the plot there. I forgot we're doing an actual podcast and just started looking at photos of each other. So are people happy they want to go back to 2016 when life was simpler?
Oh, my God, my life was so simple in 2016. The only problems I had were ones I created for myself.
Do you think in 2016, by 10 years later, a decade later, you'd be where you are now?
No. I thought I'd be dead.
Actually, that's a good point for both of us. The last 10 years has been pretty wild, really.
It's been pretty up and down.
But
no, of course I didn't. I think I was having a lot of fun, but I definitely didn't have any direction in my life. I mean, that location check told me I was in Azerbaijan. Yeah, exactly.
Read between the lines there, guys. All right, we don't need to speak about it, but read between the lines.
I had to get a new passport.
Liv was in Azerbaijan and she's just showed me 1,000 red roses on a bed, followed by a on a coffee table.
Oh, sugar, you stupid.
I'm joking. All right, so where do you think then? So we've had a look back at us in 2016. Obviously, we're in 2026 now. Where do you think we're going to be in 2036?
Is that 10 years?
Yeah, do you want a calculator?
I don't know. It scares me a little bit. I'll be 40.
Sorry?
What?
No, you won't.
Won't I?
Because you'll be about 44.
No, I won't. I'll be 42-ish.
All right, 42. Okay, yeah.
Do you know what? For a planner, I don't really like forward thinking too much.
You're a short-term
scary
planner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. So is there anything you specifically want?
I'd like to have my own castle.
Nice, all right. We can settle on that. I'm happy with that.
I have dreams like that. I'd like to not be flying commercial.
Yeah.
Anymore.
No, that'll do. I didn't want like a life plan of like...
two things, castle and private jet.
Yeah, no, cool.
What about you?
What do I want? Yeah. I want to have disappeared.
Fine.
Completely from society. And I want, obviously, lots of dogs and some land in the middle of nowhere by a lake because I love water.
I feel like you're kind of treading on my castle idea, but...
Well, no, I don't...
Does it go all the way round and under a drawbridge?
No, that's a moat.
Because that's how I see mine.
No, I don't want to... And I'd like to have a goat.
A goat?
I love goats, yeah.
And where did you meet her?
Wow. Are you enjoying yourself there?
That is two very lame things.
Yeah, that's but I'm not
lame!
No, but I'm not.
Castle?
Why is that lame? Yeah, but that's.
Do you want something real? I don't want to tell my actual goals out loud because of the evil eye.
It's not evil, it's just wonky.
So someone asked me the other day, I said it to two people on a Zoom call, and then afterwards I instantly regretted it. So I have ideas for things I want for my career. Like, I'll speak quite generally on Instagram, but like specific things that I'm thinking, okay, I really want that. I'm going to try and make that happen. I don't speak about them because I don't want someone to like put the evil eye on me. I do think I have quite a lot of evil eye because I think that's why I was sick all through December, not because I was overworked and I had the flu. I think it's because people were sending me the evil eye, which is like they were wishing bad things upon me. Do you know what the evil eye is?
It's a little blue thing, isn't it?
That protects you.
Oh, that protects you. What's it, just like bad juju or whatever you call it?
Yeah, it can have an effect. So I try and keep things
Look at me.
Close to my chest.
It's had a fair old effect on this, do you know what I mean? I basically like I'm just slowly wilting pepper army.
That's your lifestyle, not the evil eye.
Anyway, all right, fine. So that's roughly in 10 years' time, Liv and I, blue sky thinking big. She wants a castle, I want to go. Oh, I've got a new dog.
You want to introduce Rodney to the listeners?
I think you just have. I have a new dog called Rodney.
Sorry. I wouldn't have named him that personally, me.
Why not? He looks like a Rodney.
Does he? I guess,
You've met him?
I feel like he looks like a Fabian. Or like...
Fabian?
Or like, I don't know.
Can you imagine like me over the park going, Fabian! Fabian, come!
What's that thing when the guy's calling the dog in Richmond Park and he's chasing the deer?
Benton! Oh, Jesus Christ! Benton! Oh, Jesus Christ! Benton!
But yeah, he's great, but it's become my personality now.
Like, of course. At least you've got one.
Wow. I cannot stop putting up pictures of him. It's just become like a dog content page now.
Anything is a step up from the black and white lift selfies. So I think we all welcome Rodney to your page with open arms.
I actually took a nice black and white lift selfie this morning.
Pete sent me a picture the other day of him with the dogs. He's like, this is nice for Instagram, isn't it? I literally replied saying, don't put it in black and white.
That was literally right. Honestly,
you don't need to
I'm
put
not
it
very good at doing organic content and like taking pictures of my day and all that sort of stuff. So I made a conscious effort to use the dog for that. I had both dogs with me. I had Eric as well. Yeah, I sent it to Liv and her response was, yeah, post it, not black and white, full stop. That was literally all she said. It's not even like, it was a nice picture or, yeah, no, it looks really good, just, yeah, fine.
I think it was extra good because you couldn't see your face in it. God, yeah. I'm just firing shots today. We've only been here 5 minutes.
Well, is it because you've got a black eye?
Oh, my God, guys, the internet. Still. Can I just say, like, never get worried about me having a black eye because the other
person... Yeah, you want to see the other guy.
...would have come off worse.
Limbs flailing all over the place.
The internet was very concerned, I understand. It's like, it was a hell of a shiner, but it wasn't... from any, like, underground fight club that I'm part of. I just had another course of injectables, like the polynucleotides.
Just on the one side of your face?
No, my whole face. But you know what it's like? I bruise so easily, and she just caught, like, a little blood vessel. It happens.
I do feel like you're the sort of person that would be part of an underground fight club, though. Like, I feel like that's almost more believable than I had some more injectables.
Yeah, maybe I would be part of a fight club.
But you went to Germany...
with the black eye. So just to set the scene, guys, my dad's side of the family is German. They are, like, super...
You German?
What's the word? I guess they're posh. That would be a good way to describe them. So turning up, like, with a black eye is probably not the best move. But
it's something to look back on, because it was like a big birthday for your dad. So lots of pictures. There's some really lovely pictures. And then you're in the back of them looking Rocky Balboa.
No, I think I covered it.
No, you did.
So, yeah, my dad had a party on a boat, but... it wasn't just any kind of boat. It was like a actual ship, like a Navy ship. This is like genuinely, like I had to climb like ladders to get onto it. It was such a good party, to be fair. It was like, how do you survive family? Well, when I'm with that family, it's easy because everyone's, all they do is drink. I watched back my speech actually on the video the other day, and I was like, God, I give a good speech. I gave my dad a birthday speech, brought him to a tear in his eye. The man's cried twice in his adult life, so
well, it's what
pretty proud of that. The balance is keeping them short enough.
Yeah.
Don't go on.
Yeah.
Little bit of comedy, just to like warm the room up, bring them back from like the dead after my sister's spoken. And then something sentimental.
Nice. And is that the top tips for speeches?
That's the recipe. That's all you need. Don't go on. Don't make it about yourself.
And you managed to do that?
Yeah, well, I... yeah, I didn't make it about myself. We were on the boat till like 1:30, and then I somehow managed to stay out and in the city until 6 a.m.
It's madness, that, yeah. Who'd have thought it?
My uncles, some of my cousins.
And obviously
cousins.
With your dad, because it was your dad's birthday.
Dad didn't stay out till 6 a.m.
Okay, excellent.
So he stayed out till like 3:30 and then he was good. He was done. God, it's just relentless. The next day we had like a lunch and a dinner. I was like, and they just don't get hangovers, these Germans. They've made us something different, honestly. But it was a good trip. It was freezing cold, but it was nice to be with my family. I can't believe I'm saying that.
The thing is as well, like January, I mean, everyone knows that you and I like to go out.
Mm.
We do like to have a drink and like have a good time. That's the only time you've really done this in January. So that's the only time you've drank.
Yeah, I haven't drank at all. I was explaining to my uncle what dry January is. To a German, that's like, hello. He was like, what is this? And I was like, it's like they don't drink. He's like, why? His mind was blown by the whole concept.
Well, you and I have both actually done that because I haven't drank.
No, you've been indoors.
Since New Year's Eve.
I'm not doing. Is that true?
Genuinely, I've worked it out the other day. I've had 2 pints.
Fine.
A day. No. I've genuinely not. But not purposely. I haven't purposely done dry January. I've just not been out. And I feel like we've both kind of done that other than your kind of German trip. But you're also smashing the gym, so I'm not going on a health kick.
But do you know what? I'm not doing the gym like any more than I would normally do it because it's January. I'm just doing it the normal amount.
Which is weird because most people in January, gyms are packed in
January.
This is
really bad. No, do you know what? Because I'm an advocate for health and I know how being in the gym keeps me out of prison. So I think everyone should bring fitness into their life, but I also can't wait for people to give up in Feb so I can have my machines back. I don't like sharing it with the people that are just on a hype. Like, stop crowding my gym.
Is it that bad in January?
It's bad. But I obviously go in those ungodly hours, so I never have that problem. I go 5:30.
Well, yeah, because the prime time hours, I mean, just before we started this pod, you described it as a breeding ground for...
Perverts,
there you go.
We could do a whole episode of this. I have a lot of feelings about gyms and I don't have an issue. I think men should be approaching women. I think we should bring back asking for people's numbers, asking people on dates. But literally, I think the absolute worst time you could do it to someone is in the gym.
Yeah.
Like, don't speak to me in the gym. Don't look at me. Don't talk to me. Don't touch me. Don't sit next to me.
But that's your mentality, not just for the gym. That's in life.
That's
your mentality for anywhere, at any point.
Yeah, so like guys, like, I think a lot of, you know, guys don't know how to control their eyes. Like, just keep your eyes on what you're doing.
Well,
bro.
I certainly don't. Well, one of them.
You're not in the gym, so we don't have to worry about
the
you.
The other one's a disposition. So
girls.
If you do see me ogling, then it's a medical problem.
And also,
it's not because I'm a pervert.
Why
I'm medically a pervert.
Do men need to let us know that they're there?
What do you mean?
Like, why do you have to make sound effects for lifting weights? I'm trying my hardest too in my 4 kgs.
Like that sort of stuff.
I can't even explain.
Sorry if that got any of you going. I won't do that again.
It makes me so angry, the performative sound effects. This isn't the thing to men. Do it quietly and quickly. Across the board.
January, there's this thing.
Right.
Burping houses.
I need to stop being German is my whole personality.
I wish you'd stop being German. Do you know what? It's not even that you can stop being German. I just wish you'd stop telling everyone.
There's a word. It's like Flukenstagen.
That's not real.
Google it.
Flukenstagen.
It means airing your home. It's not just Germany. Same like Swiss people, Germans, sort of like that sort of area. What else over there? Denmark. They love to, in the winter especially, when colds and flu viruses.
Luften.
Normally you'd have the windows shut because it's freezing. In the morning you open just every window for like just 10 minutes just to let the air circulate and cold
it
air
makes
kills.
Sense.
Yeah, I've always done that. I cannot unbelieve that people don't open their windows for 6 months of the year. It's disgusting.
I'm completely and utterly with you. Like, you know me, like I
you
run,
love an open window.
I literally, it doesn't matter what
that's why we've got the bars
time of the year it is, doors are open, windows are, what did you say?
You love an open window, that's why we had to put bars on them.
It's only since working with you. I have windows open, doors open all year round because I run really hot. So when people come to my house,
blood pressure, guys.
They literally
it's
come in
lifestyle.
And people are like, it's freezing in here. Like you can see your breath in the morning in my bedroom.
But also, if you go into someone's home who's a closed window person's home,
stale.
You can smell the fact the air has not been fresh. I'm a cold person. I'm always cold. Last night I spooned like two hot water bottles.
So you're an all year round Lufthansa person.
I love it. Like, it's not all day. I'm not like you. I don't want to be constantly uncomfortable.
All year round Lufthansa.
Are you mocking my relatives?
No, just specifically you. I like all Germans but you.
How many Germans do you know?
Wait, I know it's just you, to be fair.
Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast. The podcast. Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast. The podcast.
I'm going to be honest with you, our producer, she wasn't entirely sure of the year I was born because you've been talking a lot about it being the year of the horse. Mm-hmm. We've just left the year of the snake. So she's put what every year was from 1970 up until 1990.
It was just for us to discuss.
No, it's not, because it says Chinese animal signs, 1970 to 1990, in brackets, I couldn't remember when Pete was born. Because why else would we be talking
but
about anything
on,
in the
70s? Also, you've insulted me too, because 91's not on there.
Oh, sorry, yeah, she's insulted you because you are younger...
Than the list.
Excellent. It's the year of horse this year. What was your year then? When you were born.
No, I can't remember. I looked at it the other day. It was a...
I'm happy with mine. I was the year of the dragon.
That's quite a good one.
Thank you.
It was the year of the goat.
Yeah, that was it.
My favourite animal's a goat.
And that's just a good sign, isn't it?
Well, that's worrying in 10 years if I'm living with a goat and it turns out of the earth.
In your dreams.
Okay, all right. So talk to me through this year of the horse. I know you've explained it a few times, but this is a good year. We're moving forward. Is that right?
Look, I think that people somehow think I'm some kind of expert on this. I know what you know. It's the Chinese year of the horse, and it's meant to symbolise moving forward.
Does that mean it's going to be a good year? Are we looking, supposedly...
You can't say that everyone's going to have a universally good year.
Or is this
supposedly
going to be like...
the year of the snake was a difficult year because it symbolises shedding, like leaving things behind.
Right, okay.
Okay, let's do this. One thing you want to do in 2026.
One thing I want to do in 2026.
With her consent. I want to do in 2026 is...
Yeah, go on.
Be more in touch with my feelings.
Oh, try and do something that you can actually do, darling.
Oh, I really want it to be my goal this year to feel things.
Why bother? You do feel things.
I don't. Not like the way other people do. I see that people feel so much and I feel so left out.
No, people feel so much and you look at them and go, grow up.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
do you know what I mean? Why would you want to be like that? You know how awful it is when people, oh, you know, this is a shut
up.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
be like a moaning myrtle, but I just want to be a bit more connected to my feelings.
Okay, so for 2026, Liv wants to feel things.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
Feel less.
Fine. One thing you will do.
In 2026? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I will do in 2026? And this is a genuine thing, not to the stages of everyone else. I'm going to look after myself better in 2026.
Well done.
That doesn't mean, by the way, that I'm on some health kick and you're going to see me on the front of Men's Health in 6 months. Mm. But I think... I don't sleep well. I don't eat properly. I just...
So baby steps.
Do you know what? 2026, I'm going to try and have some routine.
Okay.
And I know that doesn't sound like a lot for a lot of people, but for me, that's quite a lot because I'm all over the place. I'm chaotic.
Yeah.
What about you?
I say it like I want it, but I don't know if I actually do. A bit more balance in my life.
That's kind of, yeah.
A little bit. Not loads.
I think I'm kind of...
But just a touch.
I think that part of mine is what, like, the looking after yourself. Like, I can't...
Yeah.
Last year was a lot.
One headline about me this year.
Pete Wicks dies.
Hey, Jesus Christ.
Well, gone but not forgotten. Hmm. One headline about me this year. I don't think there's ever been a nice headline about me. do you know what? I don't know, because I don't read headlines about me because they're always terrible. One thing I'm going to repeat from 2025, I want to spend more time with animals.
Aww.
Even more time. I did a lot in 2025. I want to do more. One thing I won't repeat from 2025, though, working as much as what I did. Mm. I can't do that again because I think I'll probably end up in a ditch.
I don't want to spend so much money.
Really? One purchase you'll make in 2026 then?
There's so many. This is my list.
Shut up. Have you got a list?
I always have a list. I want a red Rimowa suitcase, the new style. I want a white pair of Louboutins because Stitch chewed the heel on thingy. I want a mini Kelly or a mini Kelly Pochette in a dark leather. I want a Fendi baguette in a fun colour for summer, like pink or yellow.
Fendi baguette?
It's a type of bag.
All right, I was going to say.
I want a Spinelli cannoli ring.
Oh, I love Spinelli cannoli.
That's it at the minute. That was only written 3 days ago.
Oh, well, that's not bad then. So there's just the roughly, what, 40, 50 grand's worth of gear there.
I'm going to purchase a hybrid vehicle for the environment.
No, I love that. And also, thank you for doing it for the environment, but also because your accountant's told you, because it's going to reduce your tax. Excellent.
Do you know what? There's a small bonus
to
giving back to the planet.
If you are going to get a new vehicle, I suggest something smaller.
Why?
Why? Because you can't drive the thing you got.
This slander just doesn't, like, it doesn't hold any water because I can drive.
I've been in the car with
you. My wheels.
My knuckles were white.
Immaculate. Not a scratch.
Have you had someone come around and do it?
Never. And I always take the stable spaces right near the door. So they're extra wide. So I don't have any issues with my wheels.
I've got some incredible news for you, Liv.
Go on, darling.
I watched my first ever Love Island episode.
No way.
Yeah.
And how was that experience for you?
I mean, I was distracted, so it was kind of on in the background. But it was on.
Fine.
So when I watched some of it, and let me tell you, I have not been missing out.
Can I just... Obviously, I can't stand for Love Island slander.
No.
I have to be very diplomatic here. And actually, All Stars is not the way to become a fan. Because you haven't watched any of the series, so you don't know anyone. Like, All Stars works because people know them.
What I will say, like, and the reason I say I've not been missing out is because I absolutely, completely understand why it's addictive.
Okay.
I can admit that because it's car crash telly, isn't it, where you can kind of get really involved in the thing. But all it looked like to me was people just having really pointless, over dramatic chats in different areas of a house.
That is the whole show.
But I thought they're supposed to be in the sun and all the pictures and bikinis. It was just people holding the same goblet of water or whatever they have.
All conversations
were exactly the same, but just with different people.
Because they're at that stage of the show now where, like, they're all trying to couple up. Because basically, if you're not in a couple, you're vulnerable. So it's like everyone's trying to lock someone down. So it's like a lot of chats of, like, working out how people stand. But this thing online is, Love Island is known for these, like, sayings that go viral. I may have curated one of them myself, the ick.
At the end of the day, like, when you're seeing a boy and you get the ick, like, it doesn't go. And it's one of those things, once you've caught it, it's like, you know, it, like, takes over your body and it's like, it's just ick.
On Love Island TikTok, people are not happy. They're like, if they hear it's giving one more time. And then this new one that I've never heard anyone say this. Whitney, she keeps saying, charge it.
How do you know it was just Bell's decision?
Charge it.
Like, I'm obviously a boomer, but what does that even mean?
The it's giving thing, I didn't realise that was from Love Island because...
It's not. They just keep saying it too much and the viewers are getting annoyed.
Fine, okay, because I actually have said that this week and stopped myself.
You do say that sometimes now.
Yeah, I think I get that from you, though.
Yeah, I would reckon so.
Because I don't really hang out with anyone that sort of speaks in that sort of...
You hang out with Sam, why don't you say mate?
No, he's a dude.
Dude.
But yeah, charge it, so...
Oh, there we go, is it Urban Dictionary definition? Means to accept a difficult, unpleasant or unfortunate situation on the chin. Oh, so it's a bit like take it. Like, deal with it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's not
so
where
that's
I would have gone with it.
So that's why when she was rowing, she kept going, just charge it, charge it. She's meaning, like, basically get over it. Okay, I actually quite like that. I might start using it.
No, don't. In my head, that's sort of like, yeah, you, let's get ready for a night out, let's charge it.
Did we have a camera on him doing whatever that was? What was that?
I didn't. Well, do you know what I mean? Like, what should we do tonight? Let's charge it. Like, do you know what I mean? That's like taking it on the chin, sort of like, and then go and charge it. It doesn't make sense to me. But anyway.
Who would you couple up with if you was in there?
You have to couple up with someone, don't you?
It's the whole point of the show, Pete. if you don't couple up, you go home.
Oh, you can't just wait for, like, a better one?
No. It's a kind of love the one you're with kind of situation. Did you see the people I shared a bed with in that series? You have to share a bed with someone as well.
So hold on. So even if you're not interested, you have to be in a couple and you have to sleep in a bed with them?
So sometimes people friend couple up and they'll just get into bed, obviously, and, like, not touch each other.
Like a pillow wall in the middle?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'd sleep on a sofa.
Yeah, or they'll start trying to touch you and the lights go off.
Who would I couple up with? Why do you know Helena and Millie?
Okay, so...
Belle. I like Belle. I know Belle.
Okay.
Belle's funny.
So you'd couple up with Belle?
Yeah. Who would you couple up with?
I don't know any of the boys' names. Do you know what, boys-wise, I'd say right now it's quite weak on the boy front.
Right.
That's my take.
Nothing tickling your fancy.
I always think the girls are stronger, though.
Yeah.
Because I think if you're a man and you want to be on reality TV, you are probably...
Welcome to the Sunday Roast with two former reality stars.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's be perfectly honest with you. If I wasn't forced to, I wouldn't couple up with anyone.
Don't you think Millie's hot, though?
Yeah, but I know Millie and I like Millie.
but she's very Essex. You know, I'm at a different stage of my life now. I'm looking for sort of a life partner. I don't understand why everyone in the room's laughing at that.
Pete's actually been so single all his life, and now he knows that, like, he's going to need someone to look after him while he dies.
Yeah, I'm looking
for
someone.
He's trying to lock
someone
in.
I'm effectively, when people say, what's your type at the minute, my answer to that is someone with care experience.
Guys, let's talk about this. Lad Bible article has gone viral. It talks about a lad's bedroom that a girl is basically roasting. So if you can't visually see it, there's a bed, there's a massive TV screen at the end. There's like a lap pull-down machine, like it's like a piece of gym equipment, but quite a big piece of gym equipment next to the bed. And the girl said it's a massive red flag. To me, look, it's hideous.
I believe the biggest thing that would be a red flag in that for you is the fact that the sheets don't look clean.
Like, single men, like, typically don't have, like, aesthetic properties. Like, their bedrooms are very, like, cold and just functional. So, to me, it's an absolute mess, but I could sort that out. It wouldn't put me off.
What would you do to sort that? Because you're very good at the interior
No, I'm
stuff.
Not. You're... I hire someone. I actually don't enjoy interiors at all. I think it's so boring. I put all of that on a skip and then start again, but... Men living on their own, typically, I just don't think they put much care into their, like, surroundings.
Do you want to rate my bedroom if I show you a picture?
Sure. But I was wanting to tell a story first.
Oh, sorry, darling.
We did a job the other week and Pete's manager had been let into his property for the first time since he's moved in, and she took photos to show me of things, and it was exactly what you'd hope it'd be and more. He has like one fork in the drawer. His fridge has nothing in it apart from beer and cheese, a block of like a cathedral city.
Best cheese, extra mature.
What else did she show me? She showed me
ice
that
cream.
You have, my God, his freezer, guys, is full of ice cream. I actually think our boy is depressed. It's like Ben and Jerry's, like, Cornettos.
Actually, is a personal favourite.
Then what else did she show me? That just how kind of, like, bare everything is. It's like no one lives there. And then she showed me that you have some, like sort of ankle wellies that no one knew about.
So I walk the dogs in. They're not ankle wellies.
Yeah, they are. They actually are from the girls' collection of Hunter.
Listen, I walk
Show
the dogs
me your bedroom
in
them. Then. I've never been to Pete's house, guys. I've never been invited.
No one asked. I've never been there. I can tell you for a fact. Right, here you go.
Wait, are there any curtains?
It blinds.
It's just functional, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's functional living. That's me.
He's got, like, throw cushions and stuff. But, Pete, you had someone do your apartments. It doesn't really count because I know also what your old place used to look like, and that did not have throw cushions. Yeah. Didn't even have a bed frame. So now he's kind of cheating because someone's helped... A woman, ironically, has helped him put his apartment together. So he now looks, you know...
The problem is I've lived on my own for such a long time.
Forever.
Everything's just functional. Do I need a mattress? Not really. You know
a mattress?
What I mean? Yeah.
What would you sleep on?
I have a bad back. Sleeping on the floor is quite good for me. I like hard floors. Do I need things in the
this
fridge?
Just reminds
Do I need.
Me.
No, not really. If I'm hungry, I will go and get something and I will have that. I don't need to buy extras because there's only me there.
One of his ex girlfriends told me years ago is that they used to sleep on the sofa.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, okay. There's a reason for that. It's because she was in my bed. Yeah, I'll be up in a minute, darling. This has been the Sunday Roast podcast with Pete and Olivia. Rate, review, do all of that stuff. You know the score by now, and we'll be back next week.
I will be.
Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood, Sunday Roast, the podcast. A Rayo original podcast. Rayo.